Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? I hope that you're doing well as we begin a powerful episode. And I know that many of you listen to this show from all over the world. So wherever you are joining me, we're going to have a really interesting conversation today about the Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn conjunction of January 2020. This is a big topic. You'll find a lot on it, whether that is in astrology magazines, websites, or books, or just many conversations out there, because we're living in truly phenomenal times. And astrology can be a compass, a guidepost, something to follow during these big energy times. And so that's how we're going to approach this conversation today about the significance of Saturn and Pluto meeting up at 23 degrees of Capricorn. Thank you for joining me. This is Molly McCord, and every week I share with you two podcast episodes talking about astrology and energies of right now. Typically, the Monday show is about a healing theme or a specific astrology topic, and then the Wednesday episode is the weekly transits of right now. And you can find out more about me and my offerings below this video. You can sign up for weekly astrology emails, as well as some of the astrology classes that I teach. Those are described below this show. So before I started this episode today, and by the way, I'm broadcasting this live December 3rd, 2018. So that's important to know because you might listen to this before January 2020 or after January 2020, and it's important to know where I'm actually talking from, what time I am sharing this, because there's a lot that's going to be transpiring as we get to 2020 and then in the next decade. And so all we can do is make our best guess and look at the past cycles or the past patterns of energies and use that to focus on probabilities and possibilities. Of course, nobody knows how anything will transpire. That's simply part of the human journey. But we use astrology to really hone in on the specific themes. And astrology has been very accurate and helpful with understanding these bigger energies. And I believe that's why millions of people go to astrology for information about themselves as well as for the collective, and why astrology has been increasing in popularity lately, because more people are making connections of what's transpiring in our world and how astrology shows us some of those themes and messages. So what I'm going to do in this episode is talk about the Saturn and Pluto conjunction, but I'm going to do it through the lens of their ongoing conversation of the past 37 years. Because it is through these past energies that we can get an idea of what has happened, what has fallen apart, what has become a dominant theme, what we're learning collectively, what we have to let go of. And so I'm going to start by just introducing what each planet is about, and that will help anyone understand these energies, whether you are brand new to astrology or you are a seasoned professional. So Saturn is the planet associated with the physical world and the ways we create reality based on the structures in the physical world. And so at its basic level, Saturn relates to anything you can touch. It is your physical body, it is your physical house, it is money and how we use money, it's how we make commitments, it's how we show up in our life, it is our career, it is our profession, it is the parts of ourselves that require us to step into greater responsibility. We have to be responsible for our bodies, for example. Saturn specifically is associated with the bones and teeth and spine in our physical selves. We have to be responsible for our homes, for paying the bills. We have to be responsible for our work life, our profession, our career. We need some type of training. You need on-the-job experience. You learn something, and then the Saturn is how you apply it in the real world. Saturn is known as the taskmaster. We work hard. We don't have shortcuts. We don't get things easily. We put in time, commitment, and discipline in with Saturn. So there's a sense of we're really having to step up into where we need to be responsible in life, where we are being required to show up, demonstrate maturity, demonstrate responsibility, demonstrate commitment. And there's a sense of that's where we also then receive the rewards, the recognition, the accomplishments, because it's very much an earth-based energy. Saturn is about what we do on the planet, what we do on the earth, and how we make it a better place, how it relates to humanity's lessons. It can relate to humanity's karma. Saturn is where we are really having to be aware of ourselves and where we can exert energy. Sometimes we go it alone with Saturn. That's to make us stronger. We have to face challenges. We have to understand where we are strong. And it is by going it alone that we understand where we have more to tap into than perhaps we didn't realize. And Saturn is ruled and associated with Capricorn energies. So Saturn is at home in Capricorn. We can be more industrious, more productive, more aware of what matters for the long term. It is a long-term energy. It is about reducing risk, being strategic, and being aware of how something will play out, being aware of the bigger picture, what's involved, and how to manage everything that's involved. Saturn in Capricorn is an administrator. It's the CEO energy. This is where the business is going. This is what the mission is. This is what matters. And so how do we structure it in a way to set up the company so that it can perform, so that it can yield results? So you can see it's a very professionally oriented energy, just as a general archetype. There's many archetypes with each planet and with each astrological sign, but I just want to give you the general understanding of what the energy is. Pluto, on the other hand, is the planet that is furthest away from the sun. It is the most powerful planet because it's the slowest moving. It is associated with deep and permanent transformation. Pluto is where something is destroyed and then built up again, where there is death and then life, where something has served its purpose and it's over. And from the rubbles, from the ashes, is where we understand what goes forward. Pluto is where we tap into what is truly powerful and what truly matters. It's at its highest about using power for the good of all and being responsible with that power. It's about things changing and never going back. It is the death and rebirth. And Pluto's associated with the underbelly energies of what we don't see, what's underneath, these deeper motivations that we aren't always aware of but are operating within us, whether that is within an individual or within a collective. It's how we are meant to really understand that nothing is permanent. And so how do we stay in our own sense of power during change, during powerful forces of change? And so Pluto is about how we as a human family are changing permanently and always evolving. In evolutionary astrology, it's associated with the soul's evolution, how your soul is growing in this lifetime it's really deep, even painful lessons. It can be some of the most emotional, most intense experiences of your life would be associated with Pluto. And so Pluto is ruled by Scorpio. And it is a very strong energy that's strategic, passionate, ambitious. It is motivated. It is aware of what it costs to do something. How much do I have to pay to get those rewards? How much do I have to invest? The Pluto and Scorpio archetypes are very much also about not only finances and business, but they're about what you're healing, what's underneath the surface to go deeper, whether that is counseling, therapy, even astrology can show up sometimes as a way to understand yourself better. And it's knowing that we have many energies that are beyond what meets the eye, beyond what you can see. So Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008. And that's when Pluto in Capricorn started to move through the area of your chart that's Capricorn ruled. And it's asking you to look at where you find meaning in your professional life, in your career, in your public status, how you use your power with authority and maturity. Pluto in Capricorn has been revealing where there is integrity as well as lack of integrity. It's been revealing secrets. It's been showing us what was false. So take, for example, in 2008, there was the huge recession, the big market crash in 2008 when Pluto moved into Capricorn, and it showed us what wasn't real, where there wasn't really money, where there wasn't true data, if you will, right? The Ponzi schemes. That's an example of how Pluto destroys something that isn't true, that isn't real. And because it's in Capricorn, it's all about the real structure. So it looks at the Capricornian energies in the collective as well as in your chart. So Saturn and Pluto are moving through Capricorn together right now, and this exact conjunction will happen January 12th, 2020. And before I talk about that, I want to go back in the last century and talk about their last conjunctions in general, right? Just some generalities so that you can get an idea. And you can think about some of the themes yourself, whether it's through your own life or your family's life or just from a global perspective of what was happening in the world. So back in 1914 to 1916, Pluto and Saturn were conjunct in Cancer. So that conjunction in Cancer, 1914 to 1916, well, that's around the time of the First World War. And it brought up those Cancer themes of home. What is home? Where are we secure in the world? What matters? What has meaning? What are the values of each country or in general in my family? So they were last conjunct, and that started a cycle that lasted until 1946. Now, Saturn and Pluto make a conjunction it's usually every 31 to 38 years. It's not an exact timeline because the orb of Pluto changes. Pluto is not a reliable cycle, a reliable planet in its elliptical. It changes the cycle. It slows down. It goes faster, meaning it doesn't move through every sign for a fixed or the same amount of time. And so it takes longer in some signs, and then it goes faster through other astrological signs. Saturn, on the other hand, moves through every astrological sign every 2.5 to 3 years. So Saturn is pretty steady and reliable. It's the Pluto elliptical that changes. So 1914, 1916, they were conjunct in Cancer, and then after that we saw World War I, and then in the early 1940s, World War II. Then they made a conjunction in Leo, 1946 to 1948, right after World War II, rebuilding, new sense of self with that strong Leo energy of this is my ability to do something on my own. In that cycle, there was a new sense of even entrepreneurship, of what it meant to build up the family, of what it meant to be the owner of a home, the owner of your life, take ownership and be creative about it. That pride, that courage, that strength. Saturn and Pluto in Leo required people to stand on their own. And so that cycle that started 1946, 1948 lasted until 1981. 1981 and 1983. So think of everything that transpired between the mid-40s to the early 80s. Of course, that's a giant history book right there. But then they met up in Libra. Saturn in Libra, Pluto in Libra conjunction between 1981 and 1983. Now, this is important because it's the cycle that's closing before we get, as we approach 2020. So this is the cycle that we're still in between 1981 and 1983 that started. And you can think about how the Libra energies really brought up the Libra themes of relationships, partnerships, marriage. What does that really look like? What does that really mean? How do we make commitments? How do we change those commitments? What is the best way to be in business with people? What is the best way to work together as a human family? Libra is all about the sharing energy. So this cycle started in the 80s. And it will be closing in January 2020. Now, because this is the current cycle that we're in, I want to look at some of the important dates of this cycle. So Pluto and Saturn were conjunct in Libra, and then they both went on their ways, and they met up about 10 to 12 years later, 1992 to 1995, they had a square. Pluto in Scorpio, Saturn in Aquarius, around 25 degrees there. And this square revealed what was broken, what wasn't working, what wasn't fair, what was out of power, if you will. Saturn in Aquarius is about what's best for the people and how are we being responsible with what everyone can contribute. It's about the next way forward, the new technologies, the new way of understanding, even business and how the dot-com energies really got going in the 90s. And then that Pluto in Scorpio will bring up power and money and where people don't want to share and where they don't want to be about the collective. So this square energy, 1992 to 1995, was a checking in point of these relationships and even what does it mean to be equal and is that possible in the world? And where are the power dynamics really in place and where are they not? Who is working for the best of humanity and who is not? Obviously, I'm being very general in the interest of time, but I want to kind of paint this picture, and you might see in your own life how these energies showed up at this time. Then there was the opposition that was in play about 2001 to 2003. These energies are slow moving, and there's retrogrades, so they tend to go back and forth. At that time, Pluto was in Sagittarius, and Saturn was in Gemini. And they opposed each other at about 12 and 13 degrees, Pluto in Sagittarius at 12, 13 degrees, Saturn in Gemini. And as I said, when these two meet up in these difficult aspects, the square and the opposition, there is discomfort, there is change, and there is something that changes permanently. It's something ends, okay? And so Pluto and Saturn opposing each other could show us how travel, the travel industry, these are both signs associated with travel, changed permanently because of the attacks in the U.S. in September 2001, which coincided with the opposition. And many astrologers have talked about how Gemini is the sign of the twins. It was the twin towers. Saturn represents towers. Pluto in Sagittarius is about belief systems and what we are passionate about and what must die or be killed. I know that there are also many other facts or information about these events. Some people call them conspiracy theories. Some people call them conspiracy facts. Regardless of how these events came about or why, the astrology is that something was going to change permanently in the travel industry with the Sagittarius and Gemini energies that were in play here. So that was the opposition. And then we have in 2008 to 2011, the square. where Pluto was now in Capricorn and Saturn was in Libra. And as I said, 2008-2009 was when we saw the market crash, the housing market change, investments change, a lot of the big Wall Street companies didn't make it. That would be the Pluto in Capricorn that's destroying what isn't sound or what needs to be shifted for the good of all. And then Saturn in Libra is the justice of it all and what matters and where's the fairness, what is right here, where can we find what is true that supports sound business practices. So that square energy was 2008 to 2011. And that was the last time that these two planets were in a tense aspect. And something that I want to highlight here in this past cycle is that Saturn was always in an air sign. Saturn and Pluto were conjunct in Libra. Then Saturn was in Aquarius. Then Saturn was in Gemini. And then Saturn was in Libra. Saturn is not strong in air signs. Saturn is strongest in earth signs. But in air signs, there's a need to work with people, to have conversations, ideas, work it out together. And Saturn is where we want to often go it alone, be in charge, make clear decisions based on proof, be efficient. And so Saturn in the air signs has been having a lot of conversations and the problem solving and looking at what is affecting people and relationships and what's best for humanity. And, you know, the air signs are, well, air, right? It's words and thoughts and things that aren't tangible, and it changes and it shifts. So Saturn hasn't been strong. The last four times Saturn and Pluto have met up through these tough aspects, Saturn hasn't been in its strength. But that's changing because now Saturn is in Capricorn, its home energy. And so it's sort of like Saturn's been, okay, I've talked it out. I've been through the problem solving. I've sat down and had the conversations. I've worked with people. I had to be diplomatic. I had to do a lot of things at once. I had to think long term. So Saturn's a bit like I'm ready to be in my own place. And so with this coming conjunction that's exact on January 12th, 2020, it's happening at 22 degrees and 46 minutes of Capricorn. And some astrologers will call it 22 degrees and others will call it 23 degrees. And at this point, both Pluto and Saturn have been through most of Capricorn, right? They're at that 23 degrees. There's only 7 degrees left of Capricorn. So they've been working through the Capricorn energies already. So they're both feeling pretty clear and strong. But Saturn is really powerful in Capricorn because it's again, the home energy, and this is where he's in command. And so when they meet up at this point in the sky, there's a sense of Saturn is ready to do some ownership here. And so Pluto's been going through and collecting a vault of secrets because Pluto is about what we don't reveal, what's behind closed doors, what's under the surface, what you don't see. And Pluto's been showing us things along the way, and it's been giving us hints. It's been giving us sometimes anonymous posts, or it's been giving us a heads up about what he knows. So Pluto is an energy that collects everyone's secrets and has this giant vault of information, research, data, true mission, like what's really going on, what companies are really doing, what governments are really doing. Pluto is collecting all that, how businesses are operating, what's going on with the money, where are things being traded, all these things that we don't see in the public eye, but Pluto's been collecting that. And now Saturn, as an archetype, is a commander. And Saturn in Capricorn has been following Pluto, tracing his steps. And Saturn in Capricorn is associated with karma and consequences. It is, for example, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, where knocks on the door and says, okay, Pluto, it's time. I need to look at your vault. And the Pluto and Capricorn energy doesn't give things up, won't give it up without a fight. It's the sense of this is my power is in the secrets. This is what I know. My truth is in this information, this data. And so I'm just giving you one, basically an anecdotal example, that Saturn in Capricorn is the SEC knocking on the door saying, okay, it's time. I'm here. I'm here for the secrets. I'm here for the corruption. I'm here for the truth. I'm here for what you've been collecting and keeping in your vault. I'm here, and you can't lock me out. You can't shut me out because I'm in my power. I'm done with the air signs. I'm in my Capricorn. I'm now in control, and there's no escaping this. I mean, this is a really powerful Saturn here. And so Saturn has a sense of being able to get to what the Pluto and Capricorn has been collecting. Now, the Pluto and Capricorn energies can be ruthless. They're destructive. They're power hungry. They are not going to just hand over anything politely. And again, this is behind the doors energies where it might not be seen until Saturn and Capricorn comes forward to share what's been happening or what needs to be said or what needs to be acknowledged. And this is a karmic energy. It's a sense of things changing permanently and forever in the Capricorn areas of life. Because even the Pluto that's been in integrity wants to maintain its own power, doesn't want to just hand over everything. But with Saturn here, it's like it's time to share. And you might not like it, and you might not want to, but that's what's happening because this energy, it's about humanity. It's about how you are working to structure what people rely on. Capricorn is often what we think of that's outside of ourselves. Okay, so it's the government. It's Wall Street. It's big business. It's institutions that feel, you know, like impenetrable. It's administrations. It's collective energies, collective offices that are organized and understand how to get something done because of the organization. And so all of these areas of life are the ones that are being required to change. And keep in mind, there's usually destruction first. And then it's rebuilt. Capricorn is a slow-moving energy. It does not move fast. It is not impulsive. It collects the facts and the data and the research and says, now show me. It's an earth sign, right? So it's like, show me the proof. I want to verify it. I want to see this from my own eyes. And that's what also changes things permanently, is that the secrets in the vault come out and are proven. And there's a sense here of no idea what was going on, or no idea that was what was happening, or that the corruption looked like that, or that the money was going over there, or that this was the person in power, or this is what the people in power have been doing. These are all the themes. Now, I've been focusing on the conversation between Saturn and Pluto. But during this time of this conjunction in January 2020, there's also a very powerful eclipse on January 10th, I believe, that is the sun right here conjunct Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. This is a lunar eclipse, so that means it opposes Cancer, the moon in Cancer. And then not only is it Pluto, Saturn, and the sun in Capricorn, Jupiter is in Capricorn, Mercury is in Capricorn. The South Node is in Capricorn. You have 6 points in Capricorn. And that means there is big energies with the Capricorn shift, things really being ready to permanently change. Because as you look back, every time these planets have met up, things have permanently changed, right? Travel industry permanently changed. Financial world, housing market permanently changed. And this means business, Capricorn areas permanently change. And so we're meant to all be in our own Capricorn adult selves, our own sense of I'm responsible for my life, I have to make the best decisions, where do I need to take ownership over me, where do I need to see something that maybe I didn't see. This is an energy where we have to face some music, we have to face some truth, we have to understand what's really been happening. And because it's so powerful and it's right during eclipse season, it's emotional because of it's the Cancer lunar eclipse. It's emotional. It can feel one way. It's gonna touch the heart. It's gonna touch something in how we feel safe in the world and whether or not we feel safe in the world and how that affects us in terms of our families, our homes, our daily lives, where we retreat to. And it can also feel like there's a separation between what all those people over there in these government or companies are deciding versus me. And so it can feel very vulnerable. It's a very vulnerable energy too, because that moon in Cancer always looks for safety, or else it feels defensive. It feels that it can't settle down. The emotional triggers can be really big. But what we're meant to do is step into this Capricorn energy ourselves, okay? So it's like you feel it one way. You receive it. You have an emotional reaction. It feels vulnerable. You don't know about your security. But then all the Capricorn energy is basically requiring each of us to step into that Capricorn archetype of, okay, my mature adult self is going to make sound decisions here based on what is real, what is true, and that's how I need to proceed step by step, day by day. And so this is, of course, the beginning of the decade, a whole new decade, and it kicks it off in a powerful way. And it shows us that we're living in very big times. Now, there's a lot of astrology in 2020 that's significant. Not only is it this conjunction, which alone is a significant thing because of how it begins this whole new three-decade cycle. So keep in mind, every time Saturn and Pluto make a conjunction, it initiates energies for the next 3 decades or more. So that's one event. And then you throw in a lunar eclipse that makes it even bigger emotionally and more personal. Well, that's significant. Then, as 2020 unfolds, Saturn moves ahead into Aquarius, and Saturn and Jupiter will make a conjunction in Aquarius in October and November 2020 at 1 degree of Aquarius. And so that will be really looking at what these changes need to look like for humanity, the new ideas, the fresh concepts, the way ahead, because Aquarius is visionary. Aquarius is avant-garde. It's also rebellion. I mean, this can be the rebellion from the people of what's transpired. This could be you better listen to the people and not assume you have all the power because you have all the data or all the money. This is a sense of, you know, what do we need to put into place now that looks different, and it's based on how the energy of the planet is different. So that's part of 2020. And then as we move into the decade, we're going to have Pluto making a return, the Pluto return in the United States' chart. And this last happened during the American Revolution. So the writing's on the wall that there is a probable or possible huge revolution in the United States and globally that changes politics, governments, and business permanently, and that it's being restructured, and that it will take time to build up the next reiteration of those structures. And because this is significant, you know, there's many ways it can unfold. It's like there's no one thing that's going to happen. It's like there's many potentials, right? It's the difference between what is possible and what is probable. But this is an energy that's showing us that, again, things are changing permanently because that's what these cycles do. And so now we look at what doesn't work. That comes down. And it's slow-moving change. It's slow-moving resurrection and rebuilding. And because it's slow-moving, that can be scary. That can incite fear. That can create uncertainty. But again, if you're really in that Capricorn energy, you understand that sometimes good things take time, and this is necessary, and that we have to stay in that place of responsibility, even if it feels very chaotic or uncertain. Saturn in 2020 is going to oppose the United States' Pluto. Conjunct the United States' Pluto at 27 degrees of Capricorn. So there's a lot here. The focus is, yes, on the United States. Every country has its own astrology chart, and that is significant, too. I mean, you could do every chart is its own study, and that could be hours long. So I'm just obviously giving you some very general energies here. And there's more in play, but this show focuses on Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So if you're able to take the long-term perspective, which is truly the best and healthiest thing for each of us to do, we have to see that, okay, things that have been happening since at least the 80s, the early 80s, are being shown to us. And I actually think it goes back to the First World War. Because of families, the family lineage, like things that are passed down through political families. And that conjunction was in Cancer, and now the conjunction's in Capricorn. So we're seeing the other side of the story, the other side of the picture, what we didn't see before, during or preceding the First World War. So this is a big deal. And I believe that at a spiritual level, we each agreed to be here to be in a place of the higher perspective, the long-term perspective, and to stay in a level of personal power and sovereignty that truly honors humanity. Meaning, people are going to need beacons of light. There's going to need to be new leadership. There's going to need to be new ways of solving things, new regulations, new ways of keeping tabs on things so that things can't get out of control and people can't be do their own thing because we don't really have checks and balances in place. The corruption, what happens behind closed doors. There's so much that I want to say, but I'm not going to say it because I feel like there's a lot here that's going to come out that's going to be shocking and heartbreaking and devastating. And we're going to have to move through it. And we're going to have to feel it And then, because we have a heads up about this energy and because we understand it, I feel like that helps with some of the bigger potentials and solutions that can transpire. I also feel like this is where a lot of you who have been doing various types of healing modalities, spiritual work, self-help, or helping people, that is where we need to go. That will always be our power, is in humanity's ability to help each other without relying on big business or companies or Wall Street. It's the age of entrepreneurship. It's the age of where we heal each other together, we help each other together, we step into our own mastery, and that is Capricorn too. So this is a push into mastery. Ready or not, here it comes. We're all being pushed to really take ownership of what we've learned, how we can support each other, how we can work with each other one-on-one or in groups or online or however that transpires or unfolds, and how we rely on being in that place of personal responsibility and personal authority to get through uncertainty and big changes. Keep in mind that a lot of the energy on the planet has shifted and that there is more of the higher energies, the fifth dimensional energies and light, and that there's a better balance in the world between feminine and masculine, and that's what we're moving to, is even more balance. That's part of what this is that we're seeing more of how the balance can happen, because a lot of it was just talk before, and now it's really being revealed that even what people said or even who we thought they were isn't truth, and we're going to see truth, and that is going to be shocking for some people. I know that there's many of you who are awake, and you are already aware of some of the bigger energies that have been unfolding on the planet, and that you're even not associated with some of these bigger, say, political parties or brands or companies because of the harm they've done. And when that is revealed, that will be devastating too. But the good news is that it is revealed. And so that is how Pluto does its work, as it shows us, again, the vault of secrets. Because Capricorn comes in and says, it's time. I'm here. We're going to open this up. We're going to take care of some things. We're going to end this cycle. We're going to close out this cycle, and we're going to start a new one. But we have to start a new one in a new energy and with new understandings of responsibility, power, integrity, and what it means to walk in the world in that way. I think that it could also be revealed where more data is being used, the financial picture that's happening, and I mean just so much. There's just so much around this that it's big, and I'll be talking about it even more through the weekly podcast that I do every Wednesday. So this is just to give you an idea of the cycles that are ending as a new cycle begins. But endings it's a really big ending. It's significant in what needs to end. And you can attribute it to a very unhealthy patriarchy and many other things. But understand that we're here to then support the next beginning, that people are looking for, and to be in a place of strength in yourself and confidence to demonstrate your mastery and to demonstrate what you can offer and bring to others that will support them through the chaos, the endings, the heartbreak, but help them rebuild, right? Because that's part of the Capricorn too, is that then we rebuild it on a better foundation. So, thank you for joining me in this special episode. I'll be back with another episode for you very soon. You can follow this program on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and also on YouTube. I appreciate how each of you have connected with me through the years. Thank you so much. It's a joy to work with you and to meet you through astrology. And I'll be back soon with another topic, and I'll see you on Wednesday for our weekly transits. Thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful day ahead, and take good care. Bye-bye.